Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Calibrate Your Consciousness by Story Hackers. My name's Devin Pipers, and I'll be your guide and your host. And today I wanted to discuss one of the biggest emotional drains for us as human beings, and that is regret. Regret relates to something in the past that you have no power to change because the past is gone. It's memory only. And it will be what it is, no matter how much you desire for it to be different. But instead of feeling stuck in that moment of regret and pulling it into your present like chains, weighed down and unable to move on, today I invite us all to remember that we are only human. And we're not here to be perfect, as there's no such thing. Even nature makes mistakes. I mean, watch a nature documentary and prove it to yourself. Either the lion or the gazelle will slip up, and that determines the outcome. So the truth is, we're all here to strive and sometimes fail, and to get up and strive again, to make mistakes and to learn from them, to grow from that stinky fertilizer called regret, not to sit down and wallow in it. So if you are carrying any regrets at all, know that you are suffering unnecessarily and that you, as a living, learning being, you deserve to be free of that burden, but not the lesson which arose from the mistake itself. So when we talk about sitting with regret, what we're really talking about is being willing to forgive ourselves. And to forgive ourselves doesn't mean denying responsibility, not at all. But as Maya Angelou beautifully and simply summed up, quote, "Do the best you can until you know better. Then when you know better, do better," unquote. Shame and blame, they only rob you of the light that you need to do better now and moving forward. So let's get started. Let's settle in for our practice today, seated or lying down. And as you're settling, let's begin with a resolution. Hearing these words in your head or stating them aloud out to the universe. I am willing to forgive myself for any and all errors in the past. Once you're settled into comfortable stillness, go ahead and close the eyes. Bring the attention inward. And let's just zoom in on the sensation of the breath in the nostrils. Feel the coolness and the dryness of each inhale. Feel the flow of the breath over the roof of your mouth and down the back of your throat. Feel the inhale filling your lungs, expanding your chest and your ribs. Not just in the front, but the side and the back body too. Now see if you can soften even more through your muscles. Let the body feel even heavier, like it's melting beneath the warmth of the sun. Soften more through your chest, through your stomach, through your gut. Loosening and freeing your lower belly. Now start to zoom in on the waves of your belly breath, on this deep, connected, diaphragmatic breath that reminds your brain and your nervous system, I'm not in any stress, I'm not in any danger, I'm safe. We're going to start our session today with some conscious breathing, intentional breathing. We're going to be inhaling through the nose for a count of five. We'll hold in the fullness at the top of the breath for five. And then we're going to sigh out through the mouth or blowing out through pursed lips as long as you possibly can, like you're whistling without sound. So let's begin by exhaling completely, empty out through your nose. And let's inhale deeply from the belly first, filling all the way up to the collarbones for five, four, three, two, one, and hold, two, three, four, five. Blow it out through your mouth as long as you possibly can, slowly and steadily, following the breath to the emptiness, to the stillness at the bottom. And in your own time, continue this breathing pattern, inhaling deeply, filling all the way up for five, holding, pausing in the fullness at the top of your inhale for five, and then exhaling through your mouth for as long as you can. And once you've found your rhythm, your comfortable flow, we're going to infuse this breath with more meaning. Remember the resolution, I am willing to forgive myself for any and all errors of the past. So as you inhale deeply through your nose for five, imagine that you're breathing in forgiveness. As you hold at the top, you're releasing that forgiveness into every cell of your body. You're exchanging it for any shame, blame, or regret, and you're blowing out the energy of negativity on your exhale through the mouth. Inhaling deeply, bringing in forgiveness. Holding at the top, making that swap, that exchange. And blowing out shame, blame, or regret on your exhale through the mouth. Give yourself space and time for every cycle of this healing breath. Why would you rush this process? You need to take your time to heal. If it feels natural for you to breathe in even slower, even fuller, you can extend that count. If it feels comfortable to pause even longer at the top before you exhale, feel free. And see how steadily, smoothly, and completely You can exhale through pursed lips, blowing all of that energy out of your body and your heart through your breath. And you can let go of that pattern of breathing. Let your natural breath resume. Let's shift our attention gently back to the body and slowly introduce some self-touch. You can bring one hand to your heart and the other down to your lower belly around your navel. Soften beneath the weight and the warmth of this touch, enjoying it and receiving it consciously. Feeling the rise and the fall of your breath in your belly and in your chest. And let's direct our attention solely now into the heart. And we'll pretend that it's possible to breathe directly in and out from the heart itself. And when we breathe into the heart, we're awakening it, we're energizing it, we're pulling up the energy, the emotion of love and acceptance and compassion to the surface of our experience. It's always in there, waiting to support us. So visualize pulling those emotions, those energies, maybe even represented by a color of light, into your awakened heart. Love, acceptance, compassion. And we're going to practice some radical self-acceptance right now. So keeping your attention directed to your heart and to your soul, or maybe you like to call it your innermost being. Begin to silently repeat or say aloud, I love you. And if this feels weird, awkward, or uncomfortable at first, it's only a sign that you're not accustomed to self-love. Not that you don't need it. You need it even more. So can we choose to commit and say it sincerely? I love you. Continue with this practice and maybe visualize every I love you as a pebble dropped into the pool of your being, creating ripples of loving energy that gently spread throughout your entire body reaching every cell, healing and nourishing every part of you. What color is this energy? See those ripples permeating your whole self. And I'll give you some space to continue this practice of radical self-acceptance uninterrupted. Keep bathing your being with I love yous, seeing if you can mean it even more deeply every time you say it. As humans, we assume that we can only be loved by another, but we benefit the most and can love others even more only after we love ourselves. This matters. This is how we forgive ourselves, by acknowledging sometimes we mess up, we all do, but we love ourselves through that too. This is how we heal and release regret. The words, but stay connected to the breath moving beneath your hands, in your chest, and your belly. And start to equalize your inhale and your exhale through the nose, finding some balance and some neutrality. Beautiful. Notice how you feel now after that practice. Scan your body, scan your heart, scan your mind, your belief about yourself, possibly limiting beliefs. Could you find some letting go? Remind ourselves of those words of Maya Angelou. Do the best you can until you know better. Then when you know better, be better. This keeps it so simple, even a child could understand. There's no need to tie yourself up in knots. Now let's take a deep, energizing inhale through the nose. And let it go with a big sigh through your mouth. Slowly, slowly, open your eyes and give your body a sweet stretch. Nice work today. And it is work that we're doing. And it's important work too. So thank you for your willingness to heal the pain that you no longer choose to carry. I hope you all feel lighter, clearer, and a little more complete. And if you've enjoyed our session today, go back, listen to our others. They're all there. They're all free. And join us again next Sunday at 5 p.m. Pacific time for another episode of Calibrate Your Consciousness. So thank you all for tuning in, and I'll see you next time. Take care.